Well, we're meeting as a church today to observe the supper that the Lord placed in his church. And we began last week by looking somewhat at its context in the Passover. And we'll continue that this week, and I tend to probably finish it up whether I finish or not. But as we began to look at the Passover last week, and the original Passover that was a type of Christ, that the blood of the lamb that was shed and put upon the doorposts was a type of the blood of Christ. And when God saw that blood, he passed over that household and spared the firstborn. And that lamb was to be one without blemish. And that lamb was designated as a substitute. And all those things picture and are a type of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as that original Passover brought Israel out of bondage in Egypt, God brings us out of the bondage of sin and death. And Israel was to mark that original Passover yearly with a commemoration. Jesus Christ becomes our Passover. And he set, in that context of the Passover, this ordinance that we observe today as a church. The Lord met with his disciples to observe the Passover. And in that context, he explained somewhat what was to transpire and how those emblems of the Passover were to be fulfilled. And we saw, began to look last week, that the Lord and his disciples would have come to Jerusalem to observe the Passover. And that John and Peter were sent ahead. Prepare, Luke 22 and verse 8, and he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. And on the eve of his death, as the Lord set to observe that Passover with his disciples, and we know how that Passover would have unfolded at that time, as it had previously, until the Lord institutes something completely new. Passover would have started with a blessing of the meal and a remembrance of the Passover, and those who were there would have drank of the first cup. Luke 22:17, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. There would have been ceremonial washing of hands, and at this time the Lord washed the feet of all the disciples, even of the one who would ultimately betray him. And again, showing his humility and the sort of humility that we ought to have as Christians. What humility we ought to have. I'm a sinner, vile and base. And how true that is, as I sang this morning. There would have been a dipping of the food in the basin, and the sop would have been given to the disciples. And as the Lord gave the sop to Judas, he said, go and do what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And he would have departed. The food up until that time that they'd been partaken of would have been removed, and a second cup would have been brought out. There would have been various explanations through questions that would have been asked by the youngest one there, which probably would have been John. And the food would have been returned. They would have sang a psalm, and all would have drank in that second cup. Another ceremonial washing would follow. At that point, the host would have blessed the bread, broke it, dipped it in the bitter herbs, and given it to them all. And they would have all partaken of the Passover lamb, that substitute, that picture of God's deliverance. And after they'd finished eating that Passover lamb, there would have been nothing else eaten, nothing consumed until the next day. There would have been a third cup, the fruit of the vine that would be poured, and as with all the others that they'd partaken of, it would be a warm cup of the fruit of the vine that represented the blood of that Passover lamb. They would have sung more hymns, and then a fourth cup would be presented, and the meal would be closed then with hymns. But as the Lord sat there with his disciples that night, there was a departure. There was a new institution. There was a change for what was soon to transpire. And after the disciples had eaten of the lamb, and before they had partaken of that third cup, the Lord took up bread and broke it. All that were there would have known this is different. This is not what we do at the Passover. Normally there would have been nothing eaten until the next day. This was a departure. This was a new institution. And the Lord was saying the death of this Paschal lamb would no longer have the same significance, for it would be fulfilled. And it would be fulfilled in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Matthew records in his gospel, Matthew 26 and verse 26, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body." And after he had given them of the broken bread, he took the third cup of that warm red liquid, which would no longer represent the blood of that Paschal lamb, but would represent his own blood shed for us. And he gave that to his disciples to drink. In 1 Corinthians 11, 25, Paul continues, And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." There was a new institution that would remember a different thing, not duplicate it, not repeat it. The various Passover ceremonies after that first one didn't repeat the Passover. It commemorated it, remembered it. And the Lord says, this do in remembrance of me. And Matthew records again in his gospel, Matthew 26 and verse 27, "And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." That Passover had looked back to the redemption from Egypt, had looked back to that original Passover, but it had also, in the minds and in the knowledge enlightened by the Spirit of those who were truly his, looked forward to the promise that God would send one who would crush the serpent's head, one who would provide a salvation for his people. And henceforth, as the Lord instituted the Lord's Supper, it would look back to our redemption that was completed on Calvary's cross. We don't duplicate it. We don't replicate it. We remember it. We commemorate it. And that the Lord's churches would continue this till the Lord returns. Matthew 26 and 29, the Lord, But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And Paul records in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show, not duplicate, not replicate, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And then that night, they didn't partake of that fourth cup. They sung hymns, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And the Lord had made perfectly clear that something new had been instituted. And he would set it in his church. And he was with his church that night. And he set it in his church that night. Briefly before we mark that thing that the Lord set in his church, I'll just make a couple notes. It's interesting. In the contemporary Passovers, amongst the Jews today, something happens very similar to what the Lord instituted that night in the Lord's Supper. God in his sovereignty, God in his providence, shows some things. I don't believe God's through with the Jews, but I want to. I don't think the Jews are perfect either. You know, far from it. They're just like the rest of us. But minus the temple, which in accordance with the Lord's prophecy was destroyed in 70 AD, there were no more paschal lambs. There was no place to offer the sacrifice to have that lamb. And so the Jews that meet, that observe the Passover today, they don't have a paschal lamb. They substitute some other beef or fowl. But what they do in place of that paschal lamb, they have what they call an aphikomen. That word means a substitute. And that aphikomen is unleavened bread. Several other things added to contemporary Passover. On a contemporary Passover, the women light the candles in the Jewish homes. And the light of the world was brought into the world via a woman. Galatians 4, Paul tells us in verse 4, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And as they had that aphikomen, and actually what the Jews put up what they call a matzotash. I'm not sure they even really understand all the significance of it, but they have a little bag, and in that there's three wafers of unleavened bread. And the host takes that middle wafer out, the second wafer, the second person of the Godhead. And he breaks it, even as the Lord's body was broken for us. And they take and they hide that, even as Christ is largely today hidden to the Jews. And then the children, after the meal, they make a game of trying to find it. Matthew 11, during the Lord's ministry, he said, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. And then when the aphikomen's found, they break it and eat it, and they partake of the third cup. Something very similar to what happened that night that the Lord instituted, that the Jews had no idea of, that they didn't start doing in such a way until 70 AD, 70 years after the Lord had been crucified, 40 some years, whatever, after the Lord had been crucified and the temple had been destroyed. That representative loaf, that fecal man, the substitute. And in his good time, the Lord will reveal himself to all his people, amongst the Jews and amongst the Gentiles. And the time will come that all living Israel, I believe the scriptures indicate that they're going to believe. They're going to look upon him whom they pierced. Their eyes will be opened by the Holy Spirit in his time. Thankfully, some amongst those people are yet chosen today and are brought into the household of God today. But few. And so let us keep the true significance of the Lord's Supper ever before us. The Lord instituted that. He gave it to his church. He set it into his church. And it's a solemn time of commemoration. Some folks, other religions, you know, because we don't look at all that hocus pocus, hoc est corpus. Some priest doesn't turn that into the literal body of Christ. What a blasphemy. But anyway, since we don't do that, they say, well, you make light of it. You say it's just a remembrance. It's a solemn remembrance. We realize we can't duplicate or replicate or repeat. But it's a solemn time. It's a time of remembrance. It's a time of commemoration. And we're thankful that Jesus Christ is not hidden to his people. Be they of the Jews or be they of the Gentiles. We read over in Acts 2 and verse 41 and concerning the early church. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and prayers. And here is set forth the proper order of the Lord's churches, of his true churches. They that gladly received the word. Those that have been enlightened by the Holy Spirit, that they receive those things that are preached, that are proclaimed, be they of the Jews or the Gentiles. Others, as Paul tells us, they rejected as foolishness. They rejected as a stumbling stone. But they that gladly received his word were baptized. That act of following the Lord, of Christian obedience, of obeying Christ, of putting on Christ before the world. They received the word, they were baptized, and they were added unto them, the local church at Jerusalem. And that's why we as a church observe this solemn memorial meal. That is why we observe it as a church. It's not our place to throw it open to the world. It's not our place to throw it open to the religious world. The Lord set this in his church, and those received the word, they were baptized, they were added to the local church at Jerusalem, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. You know, as we come to the meal, it's an important time of reflection. You know, that we're walking right, that we're living as we ought to, because the meal pictures sustenance, you know. We go forward by eating and drinking. And the Lord sustains his own. And they're sustained to live as he intended. And so we come to this solemn memorial meal that the Lord set in his church. We remember its context. We remember what preceded it. But we remember most what our Lord accomplished on Calvary's cross. And we remember that it is finished. This do in remembrance. You do show. He already did it all. And for that, we are greatly thankful. We'll stand and sing closing hymn number 274. I guess it's not exactly a closing hymn, but 274, His Pierced Hands, number 274.
Our beloved stands and bids us view His pierced hands, points to the wounded feet and side. Bless them, plums of the crucified. What food luxurious loads the Lord when at His table sits the Lord. The wine, how rich the bread, how sweet when Jesus designs the gifts to me. If now with eyes defiled and dim we see the signs but see not Him, oh, may His love the scales displace and bid us see Him face to face.
Paul writes to the church at Corinth, and we alluded to previously, concerning the Lord's Supper in 1 Corinthians 11. And we'll read several verses there in verse 23. Paul says, "For I received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you." Paul received these things by inspiration. He was an apostle, but he wasn't there that night. He was as one born out of due time. But he received it from the Lord. "But I received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, 'Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me.' After the same manner also He took the cup when He had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of Me.' For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till He come." Father, we thank You for our Lord's broken body. He was crucified and slain for us, yet not a bone was broken. Lord, He who was eternal God became man. He bore our sins, and He suffered our punishment that You poured out upon Him. Father, we thank You for that eternal love that You had for Your people. We thank You for that everlasting covenant And we thank you for our Savior that suffered on our behalf. And we pray in his name. But the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. Said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Father, we thank thee for the blood that flowed from Calvary's mount. And Lord, as the apostle reminds us that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Lord, and he reminds us as well that the blood of bulls and goats, Lord, even the blood of that paschal lamb cannot take away our sins. Lord, it was necessary that the blood of the very Lamb of God would flow on our behalf. Father, we can't comprehend such love. We can't truly comprehend all that was accomplished on our behalf. Father, we thank you that it was. We thank you for our Savior, for his shed blood. And we pray in his name. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped. Thank you. saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Matthew tells us in Matthew 26:30, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And we'll stand and sing a hymn together this morning. Number 147, the third verse, near the cross. Number 147.
O Lamb of God, bring its stains before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadows o'er me. And the cross be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And this service is concluded.